this is kind of like the end of a cycle, the end of a life. And the Aztecs celebrated that. They tried to mock death to try to make it more okay in their lives. So that's why you would see, for example, a lot of like happy skeletons. But they believe that on November 2nd, the souls of the deceased come to visit us. So Mexicans prepare for this by preparing these beautiful altars that are covered with marigolds, and they put food, you know, like let's say they make an altar for Uncle Pepe. And, you know, Uncle Pepe loved to eat mole. So then make a big pot of mole and they put it on the altar, and they make hot chocolate and, you know, very aromatic things that supposedly attracts the souls. So Uncle Pepe's soul is floating out there and, you know, he smells his mole and this beautiful altar that has all his favorite things, and he visits the home that way. So, you know, the family reunites to remember Uncle Pepe's life. There's another part of it that, you know, people go to the cemetery, actually, and they decorate all the graves. And they really, it's a big celebration. It's a big fiesta at nighttime. And I went to the south of Mexico. It's called Oaxaca. It's a beautiful state, and it's very indigenous. I got a chance to actually spend the night at the cemetery with total strangers and, you know, ask them questions and take pictures. And I mean, the whole place was covered with this smoke of very powerful incense, copal incense. It's like a tree, and it smells beautiful, but so much of it just makes you choke. And they have mariachis and they have food, and, you know, everybody, the whole family reunites around these graves, and, you know, it's big laughter and there's dancing. I mean, it's really incredible. And then they have parades around the street with everybody wearing different costumes. And so there's the connection with Halloween. It's just very strange. So you see little tiny kids dressed as devils and, you know, and they're all just having a blast.
Yes.
They don't really do trick-or-treating or you know, do that interchange of candy or that kind of thing. But it's like a festival.
It's more of a remembrance festival.
Yes.
They're also kind of thumbing their nose, so to speak, at death.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Like, you know, we accept the fact that we're all going to die. However, you know, I'm going to take it lightly. Of course, there's people crying. You know, there's people mourning. It was a life-changing experience for me. So I decided to make a ballet out of that. The whole original choreography is mine, except for the skeleton part where the Las Calaveras, they come and dance. It's the dance that they mock death. It's a beautiful piece by Copeland, and somebody else has choreographed that part. There's also a part where we call it the Unloved Souls, where there's two graves that nobody decorates. Nobody comes visit. Mm. Nobody really loves these people, or they were not loved in life, or they were perhaps the criminals or whatever. And right before the whole thing starts, they come out. And, you know, that's kind of like the only spooky part of the whole ballet, where it's, you know, they're not so much there to scare, but they're there to, you know, to mourn also themselves, because nobody has been there to mourn for them.
Niña, cuando yo muera, no llores sobre mi tumba, toca sones alegres, mamá, cántame la sandunga.
You know, I just really want to encourage the audience to come to see this, because more and more through the years, as more Hispanics are coming to America and our culture is so mixed match, I really hope that people come to see this performance to understand what this holiday is about, and to be more understanding of other cultures. It's a lovely show.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
En cambio, si tú me cantas, siempre vivo, nunca muero. En cambio, si tú me cantas, yo siempre vivo, nunca muero.
That's Bluegrass Youth Ballet's A Dolly Around a Corn, speaking with WEKU's Roger Duvall about their Day of the Dead ballet. It's performed this weekend at the Lexington Opera House. More information is at bluegrassyouthballet.com.